Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.
Oh man, the music. Oh, the first song that we played just before the news headlines was Yemi Alade with Tomorrow. Beautiful, beautiful song, especially the orchestra and the choir, the choral work. And now here comes Akorie with Till We Die. Beautiful music indeed on a cold Monday morning. My goodness. 8:33, the NSK is on your radio. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. Now, we've been talking about this gentleman. We've been gossiping about him, and we've been saying that this gentleman is out here doing something incredible for the boy child and for the Namibian man. And he's on a mission to empower Namibian boys and men by offering free career guidance and interview coaching sessions. Free knockouts for that matter. My goodness, who's this crazy? It can only be Tuda Haitula. Good morning, my good sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, NSK. I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
Man, we are fantastic this side. Just extremely cold, but we are excited by with the work that you do, Tuda. I think the first question that we need to ask you, why are you doing this, my man, especially for free?
Okay, thank you. I think that's a good question. And maybe if I can just give a quick background.
Of course.
So for so long, I've been, if you follow me on my socials, especially on Twitter or what is now known as X, I've been giving a lot of human resources related advice, mm-hmm. and people ask me questions and all of that. So what I did was, in that period, I also became a career coach just to guide people and prepare them for interviews and all of that stuff. And then through that process, I've realized that most of my clients are usually women. And at the same time, when you look around your socials, there's a lot of initiatives that are centered around the girl child and women empowerment. Mm. And what is happening in that space is good, is commendable. But then at the same time, you also always get questions of, okay, what are you guys doing for the boy child? And it's usually men that are asking this type of question. Mm. And then women would respond by saying, but what are you as a man doing for the boy child?
Exactly,
and I think,
bro.
Yeah, the main challenge is then we tend to think about the bigger corporate and what they are doing and not what we can do ourselves. And I think that is what mainly inspired me. I looked within myself and I was like, okay, I offer this service, and giving it away to a few individuals for free won't cost me anything. So that's where the main ideas are coming from.
Man. Man, that is exceptionally noble from your end. And yes, it's true. We do ask the ladies, yeah, what about the boy child? And then they tell us straightforward, but you should do something. Yeah. We're doing something for ourselves. Tuda, tell us about the logistics of this career guidance and coaching sessions. How does it work?
Okay, so if you had me speak about this when the initiative started, which was early May, and compared to what I'm going to say now, it's going to be a bit different.
Okay.
Because initially I was thinking about 15 to 20 young men, but I didn't know the response was going to be this crazy. So we opened up a link where young men could register and all of that. And then when the registration closed on Friday, on the 31st of May, I noticed that there were 148 applicants. Or registrations.
Wow.
So, yeah. And before I continue, I just want to thank everyone that has shared the link, talked about it, referred it to someone else. So the logistics have quite changed a bit now. So what we're going to do is there's people that have offered to help in terms of selection. There is a registration form that people have completed, or the young men that have completed, and then we are going to select them based on that. So there's going to be 30 that will be receiving career guidance throughout the year. That is starting now in June, a second session in August, another one in October, and the last one in December. So that is for the 30 that will be selected.
Okay.
And then the remaining 110 will be split into two groups, so 55-55. And then you will take a Saturday, perhaps 3 to 4 hours, and then they get a once-off career guidance session, just so that those that don't make it into the 30 at least get this once-off opportunity. But then also they are going to have access to me. So if they do have one specific question, they can always reach out to me, as compared to just letting them apply or register and then sending them an unsuccessful email. So that is the one thing that I can do for those that won't be successful and make it to the top 30.
My man, this is commendable, I promise you. What's the end goal, though, of this career guidance and coaching sessions? Like, what do we want to achieve?
Okay, so, you know, I have a background in human resources, and there are sometimes when you are shortlisting, I mean, even before we get to the shortlisting, just when you are longlisting, there are people that fall out simply because they're making silly mistakes. Maybe your CV is not well written, your contact details aren't visible, or you are not following the prescribed formula. So that is one of the things that I want to target, just the basics for now, so that by the time you submit your application document, you can at least be shortlisted based on the way that you presented your work, and for you not to fall out because you made a silly mistake. So that is the main end goal, is for people to be judged on based on their work and not because CV is not well formulated. So just to cover the minor challenges that the people are currently facing.
Now, listen, this is a mammoth task, my man. This is huge. You didn't expect this. this response. Now it's 100 and, you said 101 now.
148.
148, my goodness.
Yes.
Do you have assistance from other male professionals in the industry? Do you need maybe other men also to step up and help you and join in and help you wherever they can?
Yes, so there's been a lot of people offering their services, some through the training offering the similar services. Some would like to take on interns after all of this is done. So like I said, the thing has developed. I do have a proposal, and on the proposal there's a link where potential partners can just fill in their details and what type of services they can or they are able to offer. So yeah, they can reach out to me, and then I'll show the proposal, and then they can just complete the form.
How long have you been doing this, apart from Now Cycle? How long have you been offering this free career guidance and coaching sessions?
I think, I'm not sure about when I exactly started, but I know on Twitter, that is where I used to offer it a lot.
Yeah.
And then organize setups like this, I think shortly before COVID, let's say 2019.
Uh-huh.
Because there's some institutions, academic institutions that would invite me, especially when they have a group of learners, maybe from a certain society or something, they'll be like, oh, can you please come and talk to our learners? So yeah, I think since 2019 that's when I've been doing it, but now it's this one specifically for the boy child.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
the first time that I'm doing it. Yeah.
So then there must be someone that came back to you, Tuda, and said, Tuda, I don't think you know what you did for me, but you helped me, thank you.
You know, I don't mean to toot my own horn or whatever the saying goes, but I do get a lot of similar responses, especially people that end up getting jobs. You know, sometimes someone will call you for an interview and you prepare them. And my idea is always that I'm preparing you for the next 3 to 5 years. So you might not get the job immediately, but what you are learning today is something that you can still apply within 3 to 5 years. So one of the successful stories that I can share, I'm happy for the people that immediately get their jobs, but it's more fulfilling when someone doesn't get the job and then they tell you that they ended up going to another interview and they remembered what you told them and they said they finally got the job. So it's a thing of maybe that opportunity wasn't for me, but this one is for me, and thank you for helping me. So there's quite a lot of successful stories that I could share. I mean, the call won't end if we have to go into that.
Yeah, I know. We need to get you in studio, Tuda. I promise you, we need to get you in studio. Tuda, thank you so much for your time at Fresh FM. We see what you're doing and we appreciate the work that you're putting in, especially for the boy child and the Namibian man. We will keep in contact with you. Perhaps after you, when you're done with this cycle, we can have another conversation again. But we wish you all the best with this cycle that you're busy with right now.
All right. Thank you so much, NSK and Fresh FM. And like you said, yeah, I think once the cycle is over, then let's sit down and then just to look at some of the success stories. I might bring one of the young men as well to speak on behalf of the whole group.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Tuda Hitula, human resource practitioner, but now on a mission to empower Namibian boys and men by offering this career guidance and coaching sessions for free. Thank you so much for your time, Buddha. We wish you all the best.
Thank you, NSK.
Cheers.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.